This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Three Republican members of Colorado's congressional delegation are pushing the state to repeal some laws meant to protect non-citizens from being detained and deported. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representatives Gabe Evans, Lauren Bober, and Jeff Crank have their eyes on three laws in particular. The laws prohibit local law enforcement from holding non-citizens just on a civil immigration detainer or giving their personal information to immigration agents without a subpoena or court order. They also block the opening of new private immigration detention centers. Evans was spurred to write the letter after Polis said the state welcomes federal help to detain and deport dangerous criminals. Polis' office said he's reviewing the letter, but the democratically controlled state legislature is unlikely to repeal those laws. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver International Airport saw another record year of passenger traffic in 2024. The airport served more than 82,350,000 passengers last year. That was up nearly 6% from the previous year. DIA was the third busiest airport in the country and the sixth busiest in the world through October. That's according to data from Airports Council International. The airport also broke records for international passenger traffic every month of the year. Vail's Michaela Schifrin is returning. The winningest alpine skier of all time has recovered from a serious crash in November, and she plans to return to World Cup racing next Thursday in France. Schifrin has been out since falling during a giant slalom race in Vermont. Something punctured her side during the crash and caused severe trauma to her oblique muscles. Schifrin says she's focused on progress, not picking up the chase for her 100th win. This is CPR News and KRCC.